that you have dominion over all the earth. The heaven is my territory, man. The earth is your territory. I give you dominion over all the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything creeping on the earth, all the earth. That's your territory. And you reign over that. And when any circumstance, situation, and symptom, man, come against you or oppose you, man, or anything else, instead of you falling prey to that circumstance, situation, and symptom, like Adam did in the garden, no, you rise up. Glory to God. And you take your place, man. What place is that? Usually we got to quit looking at what Adam did, man, and start seeing what Jesus did. As long as we're looking at Adam, man, we're going to continue to fall. We took our eyes off of Jesus. We're looking at the old man. What you mean looking at the Adam? The old man. You need to start, man, looking after that new man that's in Christ Jesus and walking after him. And, man, what, guess what he say about that? If you walk after that man, man, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hello. What that man was walking in, man, what he was doing, man, he wasn't having church. He wasn't, man, having church as we know it, man. What he was doing, man, he come in with an assignment, man. What assignment? Well, boy, he come in to show you and I, man, who you and I really are. What you and I can really do. And where you and I, man, are really headed. Where you at? He's seated at the right hand of the Most High God. Far above all principalities and powers and dominions and might. And watch what he said, the destination for your life. And you, talking about us, who was dead in trespass and sin, has he raised up and made to sit together with him in heavenly places, far above all your circumstances and situations and symptoms. Those are the introductions to the kingdom of God. Those are the things that's available to us. That was Jesus come preaching, man, saying, man, that was a building. That was behind the door, all the healing that you ever going to need, all the peace that you ever going to need, all the righteousness that you ever going to need, all the provisions that you ever going to need, man. You'd be like David said, man, the Lord is my shepherd. You know what he say? Hey, I shall not want. You know what he's saying? Man, I don't want for nothing. What? The Lord is my shepherd. He lead me beside the still water into the green pasture. Well, the Lord is my shepherd. That's why I don't want for nothing. I don't have to take a thought of what I'm going to eat and how I'm going to make it and everything else. Our Father know that we have need of all these things. You think if he take care of the lilies of the field and the bird of the air, he won't take care of his children? But what he said, but seek ye first the kingdom, man, of God. And his way of putting you in right standings with him, his righteousness, and all these things that we're seeking after and going after and everything else, all those things be added unto us. That's why I say, man, the gospel that Jesus preached, man, has been lost. We've been preaching, man, about it and around it, but it hasn't been the subject matter, man, of the message of the church. That's the assignment that Jesus gave to the church. He said this, go into all the world and make disciples of all men and teach them all things that I taught you. Listen, all through Jesus' ministry, you know, if you read the four gospels, man, he didn't have but one message, man. Many aspects of it, man, but the subject matter to every message that he proclaimed, man, was pertaining to the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Everything. Not some, not most. He was teaching us, man, to function. After he taught us, man, told us that it was here, the thing that he taught, he was teaching, man, the functioning principles of it, the keys of it, how to operate in it, how it functions, and how it operates, the laws that governs it. That's what he was teaching. That's all those parables and everything else that was about, man, you know. Him teaching, man, his disciples, man, how to function in the kingdom. He said, you know how to function in the church. You know church protocol. You know holiness protocol, too. You know about living holy, man, but you don't know kingdom protocol. You don't know, man, why? Because, man, they think it's still in the sweet by and by, man. Instead of trying to get them to heaven, that's not the destination that, man, for their lives. The destination that God set for your life is that you rule and reign on the earth. forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And it's on earth, just like it is in heaven. And the dwelling place of God is with us here on earth. He going to dwell here with us, just like he was walking and talking with Adam and Eve in the garden before they ate off in the tree. Boy, it's going to be the same way. That's the that's the end. And that's going to be forever and ever and ever. And then he started, and then he's go all the way back. He said, that's the mark. That's the finish line. And then he back all the way back up to the starting line. And then he set mankind on his course toward that destination. And say, man, be fruitful, be multiplied, and reach that destination. In other words, start becoming. How? Back to what I was saying, hey, you got to go through that's a divine process of God. Also, how we become? That's a divine process of God. Hey, listen, let me say it. Jesus was born of the Spirit. That's number one. He had a natural birth through Mary, and then he had a supernatural birth by the power of the Holy Ghost. Just like you. You had a natural birth. Our natural birth that we had in this world, that we came through this world with, through our parents, our mother and father, and then you had a supernatural birth too. When, man, you was born again, when you received Christ Jesus into your heart. Then that spirit man that's on the inside of you, that lay dormant, man, that was dead in trespass and sin, come alive. You don't know how to walk or talk or nothing. Just like a little bitty baby, born again. That's born of the Spirit. And then, man, the next process that Jesus went through, man, after being born of the Spirit, around 12 years old, man, you hear the story about, man, how his parents had went into the place where they would go and pay their tributes or whatever they would do, and you know the story. And, boy, on their way back home, they couldn't find Jesus, and they went back, man, to Jerusalem, and they were looking and looking and looking, couldn't find him. And after 3 days, they found him in the temple. And his reply was, man, you know, they say, look, we've been looking for you. And Jesus said, you should have came here first. Hey, what happened, man? He received, man, his who he was. He received, man, the Spirit of God. He received the Holy Spirit. He didn't just hear about it. He received it. You know, he grabbed a hold of it, man. He grabbed a hold of his purpose and his destiny. Man. He didn't just hear the word, man, like we do in church now, man, and stir up our emotion, man. He grabbed a hold to the word, man. He seized it and placed it in his possession. Not like we do now, man. We hear the word and shout about it and dance about it and get all emotional about it, man, and then, man, don't never act on it. No, you know, why? Because, man, perhaps you haven't received the ability to, the power of God, the Holy Spirit. It's he that doeth the work. Jesus said this, boy, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. He received it way back when he was 12 years old. And after receiving it, man, you know, same thing with you, man. Hey, listen, not only, man, get born again, receive Jesus in your life, but receive the third member of the Godhead. Who? The Holy Spirit. Not just the Father and not just the Son, but, man, the Holy Spirit, that's the power of God. That's the ability, man, to live this life. A lot of things that we want to do, we can't do, man. And things that we don't want to do, we find ourselves doing. Old wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from this body? A tug of war going on. I want to do what's right, man, and I find myself doing wrong. Say, thanks be unto God. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who walk after the Spirit. And this ain't just hosting across the board. There are no condemnation. There is no condemnation to those who walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. I'm going to say it again. There ain't just no condemnation. If you continue to walk out of the flesh, yeah, that's condemnation. No condemnation to those, men who are growing up in the Spirit, man, who growing up in the things of God, who come to the knowledge of God and begin to growing up in there. Yeah, they're going to fall. Yeah, they're going to miss it, baby, but they're going to get back up and they're going to keep on pressing on. Because they see a prize, there's a high calling, man. They see the destination, man. And when they fall, boy, they gonna listen. They gonna get back up because they can. They gonna know that they have the power and the ability to get back up. You know, even why? Because they got the Holy Ghost. They got the ability of God. They got the power of God. They ain't by themselves. Jesus say, "Listen, I'm gonna go away, but I'm gonna send you back, boy. That same power that's on the inside of me, I'm gonna send him back, and he gonna take up residence on the inside of your spirit. And now, boy, you not just man. You know, a child of the Most High God, but you anointed." You empowered, hallelujah. You got the ability. You got what it takes now. Jesus never attributed none of them miracles to himself. You know, you can be spiritual and everything else, man, but hey, the anointing, it's the Holy Ghost that do it, put the anointing up on the thing. And he going to put the anointing up on man, what the Father is doing, man, through his Son. That's the anointing. That's what the anointing is on. The anointing is on the Word of God. And it's anointed, man, not by seminaries and not by man sermon and not by preachers and not by all the things and titles and things that we bestow upon one another, but it's the Holy Ghost here. This is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Listen, after Jesus started growing, you know, and around when he got to John the Baptist, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world." He baptized in that. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. What's that mean, man? He washing you up, boy. Baptized means to submerge in water for cleansing purpose. You baptizing the Holy Ghost, boy. Listen here, man. The thing that you used to do, you don't do no more. You walking out of those things. You may not have perfected it, man, but you coming on out of it, boy. Hey, Lord, man. And something you running out of. Something you crawling out of. Something you struggling to come out of. But, baby, you coming out, man. Because you steady pressing on, man, of the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. And as you're pressing on toward the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus, man, all of the ability of the Most High God, let me tell you something, you might not come in first and you might not be the strongest and everything else. And the race ain't to all of them, but to the one that endure till the end. In other words, the one that stay on course toward the destination, man, that God has for our lives. What's the destination that God has for our life? That we be in his image and his likeness and that we have dominion over every circumstance and situation and symptom in our lives here on earth. And that we, men would get in on what his assignment was for our life, his original idea, his original plan for our life, and that, man, you know, earth would be a colony of heaven. Earth would be, man, extended territory of heaven. And boy, and God's way of extending his territory from of heaven, the unseen earth, man, the unseen realm, to a seen realm, man, is through us, through his Son, through his children. To colonize earth. To make it on earth, man, just like it is in heaven, to make the earth, man, have the same culture of heaven. How you gonna do that through, man? Through ambassadors. Through representatives. Through those who are disciples. What disciple is they growing in the things of God? They pursuing God. They going after the God. But boy, they got to know. If once they know what's behind that door, I guarantee you they'll go behind it. They'll go after it. If you knew all the things that God had in store for you, boy, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. You'll drop everything that you have, boy. You do like that man said, you go. And the kingdom of heaven is like a man who discovered a treasure in the field. And boy, he went and sold everything that he got, man. He come back and bought that field. Because that treasure that was in that field was more valuable than a trillion, zillion times more valuable than everything, anything that he had, any possession that he had. Any possession that this world has, I'm talking about, I don't care who you are, you can be the richest person on there, whoever they say he is, with the billions and billions and billions, man. There ain't nothing to who you really are. That treasure that's in that field. In that field, know what's in that field, what's behind that door? You're not just a billionaire. Watch this. You a kingionaire. I'm going to say it again. You ain't never heard that word before, huh? But that's who you really are. What's a billionaire's got billions. A kingionaire, he got everything. Everything. Everything, all the gold, all the silver, everything in the kingdom, man, belong to the king. Everything. Oh, Lord. You're a king in there. And boy, let me tell you something. And his treasures ain't on this earth. His treasures stored up in heaven. His treasures in the heavenly places where wrath and moth and corruption and all that can't touch that. You mean my source? Who is my source? My Father. Not only he my source, but he my our sustainer too. Boy, he will keep us, boy. Let me say it the way he said in the Bible. He who have begun a good work on the inside of us, he gonna complete it, baby. I'm going to say it one more time. He not only our source, but he our sustainer. What do you mean? Hey, he who have begun a good work on the inside of us, he going to complete that. What good work he begun on the inside of us, man? The reestablishment of his kingdom back on the earth and the advancement of that kingdom to all the world. How are you going to do that? What are you going to do that through, man? Hey, through his sons, through his children, through his family of sons, through his royal family. Who is that? That's us. That's the church. That's the royal family of God. What they were created to do, man, rule and reign. What they were created to do, to love one another. What they were created to do, man, to obey man and walk out the board of the Spirit, walk out to God. But they were, they lost that. Jesus Christ come bring that back to you. He fixed up everything that Adam messed up. That's the means. That's the, and you've been preached that, man. That's the means, the what? To the end. So that you can come on back into, man, the Garden of Eden. So that you can cross over your Jordan River over into the promised land. So that you can come into the reality and know that, man, no matter what the deal is in your life, boy, your life is in his hand. I ain't talking about just saying that and saying that. I'm talking about knowing that you know that you know that you know that you know. How, man, it comes in your development and your growing up. It don't just happen overnight. Like I told you, he grew in the thing of God, and then he received the Holy Spirit. Then he went on, and then he started growing. And then at 30 years old, he was baptized in the Holy Spirit. I told you, he began to, after growing, man, you get mature. You know, and when you was a child, you did childish things. But when you become mature, you throw away those childish things. Man, let me tell you something. You can get away with some things when you're a little bitty baby, you know. But, boy, as you growing up and everything else, you can't do the same thing, man. A little bitty baby can get away with some things, man. You know, when he uses it on himself and everything else, you gladly clean him up. But boy, when after you get about 2-3 years old and start doing that, boy, you start spanking his behind. No, you got to grow up and you got to learn and everything else, developing. And as he grow up, man, the thing that he used to do, he don't do no more. Yeah, they can do it. They don't do that no more. They're growing up, man. That's the purpose for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, to clean you up, where you come to the realization that you're the righteousness of God. I told you, baptism, man, the same word for baptized. You know, baptized, the same thing for baptos, like same thing for washing dishes. You go down into the water, dirty dish, you come back up a clean dish. You sprinkle, you rinse it off, man, and then it's ready for you. Same thing, man, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, man. You go down, man, sin consciousness, and you come back up, man, a righteous consciousness. Then you start walking out the righteousness. Then, like I say, the thing that you used to do, you won't do no more. You won't just get rid of all of them at one time. No, you'll be becoming. You'll be coming out of darkness into the marvelous light. You won't be walking back into it. Sometimes that enemy will trick you up and knock you down and everything else, baby. But, boy, as you continue growing in that, man, you get to a place where you, man, he come tapping you on your shoulder, you give him a backhand slap. Fire! I'll put the word of God on it, man. Because you're learning. You're growing up. You're learning how to take authority and dominion and power and might. You're becoming who you already are. The Bible said this way, you cease from your works and you just, man, start becoming, man, who God already created you to be. What that man is. Hey, listen, he ain't never preached no sermons yet. He never opened no blind eyes, unstopped no deaf ears, none of that, man. He's going through a divine process. Bible says after he was baptized with the Holy Spirit, then boy, the Bible said the Spirit descended upon him like a dove. And the Father said, this is my beloved Son. Hear ye him. Lord. And the Bible says, being filled with the Spirit then, man, he had the approval of God upon his life. Just like the Lord tell us, man, you know, you got to study to show yourself approved. You got to go out to God, man. Sometimes, man, the problem is, man, you know, we get the call of God on our lives, man, as ministers, and then some of them went before they got sent. They went without going through the divine process. The gifts and callings are without repentance, but, man, that's the divine process of God, man. Paul told Timothy to study, man, to show yourself approved. Not by man. Not the approval of man, not because somebody, you know, appoints you to be a deacon or a bishop or a pastor or whatever and put that in. That's good, but not that. I'm talking about study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that need not be ashamed that God can use to rightly divide the word of truth. You got to grow up in all that. That don't mean you don't proclaim your message, man, but you got to grow up in it and continue to grow up in it, man. And the thing of God, you have to go out to God. You got to be growing up into that, man. And as you're growing up in that, boy, you're being filled with the Spirit. And as you be Spirit and you're growing up in that, man, that's affecting you. That's affecting your lifestyle. That's changing you, man. That life is beginning to show in you, and you begin to show forth the glory of the Lord. And then, boy, when you get filled with it, man, then the Bible says, oh, here come the test. Now, Jesus say, after being filled with the Spirit, he was led of the Spirit into the wilderness where he had to contend with old Slewfoot. My mama called him a lion hyena, the devil himself. Same thing that took place in the Garden of Eden. The devil, man, come up in his territory, in Adam's territory, and deceived them. And the Bible says after Jesus had went through the divine process, born of the Spirit, received the Spirit, grew in the Spirit, was baptized in the Spirit, was filled with the Spirit, when the word say, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased, and then, boy, the Bible said, then he was led of the Spirit. Well, hey, it wasn't a devil man coming up in his camp then. Boy, it was him going into the devil's camp, going into the devil's world, this world of darkness and everything else. And, baby, let the devil know, boy, remember that seed that God told you, man, that put that way back when he pronounced the curse on you, the seed of the woman that was going to bruise your head? Here I am, baby. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know the story, you know. And after he had put the devil on his feet, man, after the devil tempted him the same way he tempted Eve, man, come after the word of God, try to get him, man, not Jesus. Every time Jesus said, it is written. But boy, he was walking after the Spirit. He was doing what you and I were supposed to do. He was doing what Adam was supposed to do. And what Adam did messed up everything because Jesus came and did what Adam was supposed to do. That blessed up everything for us. That he coming, man, what? He wasn't doing that, man, because I'm Jesus. He said he coming, man, here for you and me. That's the love of God. That God love you. That God saving you. That's his righteousness. That's what he doing. That's what the kingdom of God is. Not what my church doing. Not what I'm doing. Not all the things I'm doing to trying to get to God. That's what God done to get to us. That's the gospel of the kingdom. Not what I'm doing, not what I think, not my opinion, not my message, but what he said. And watch this here. I told you, man, he spoke to us in time past through the law and the prophet. But in his day, he's speaking to us through his Son. And his Son's message was said this here. He said, listen, from John the Baptist from Moses to John the Baptist, the law and the prophet was preached. But from now on, baby, it's the kingdom, man, of God is going to be preached from here on out. I'm going to fulfill, man, everything that Moses, them, and the law and the prophets, man, talked about. I'm going to fulfill that. I'm not going to do away with that. I'm going to fulfill that. I'm going to reestablish that, man. Hey, not on stony tablets, man, that couldn't obey. I'm going to do away with that. I'm going to fulfill that. I'm going to fulfill that in their hearts. I'm going to place that in their hearts. And get it in their mind, and then it manifests itself in this physical earth. I'm going to start from the inside. Boy, Jesus went into the wheels and put the devil on his feet. And watch this here as I close this broadcast. The Bible say after he put the devil, after the devil leaving him, the Bible say the devil took off of him as in terror. Oh, Lord. He went to try to come up with some kind of way not to stop it. You say he here. He ran back into the region of darkness and told everybody, y'all, he here, y'all. That one that we've been dreading all these years, man, he here. And he thought, try to come up with some kind of way to stop it. But the Bible said in the meantime, the Bible said, then Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Spirit. And from that time forth, not before, and from that time forth, he began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at your hand. Hello. What he come preaching, man? What he said? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at your hand. Right? That at hand means is within hand reach. That's how close it is now. And say, and then he's later on, he say, and when I finish doing what I'm doing, it's not only going to be right here within hand reach of you, not in the sweet by and by, it's with right here in hand reach of you. When I finish doing what I'm doing and the Father do what he's doing in me and man raise me back up to the dead, it's not only going to be, man, within your reach like it is now in your religion, it's in your, within your reach. It's going to be on the inside of you. Behold, the kingdom of God come now with observation. It's not over there. It's not over here. Not, the Garden of Eden is not a geographical location, man. It's on the inside of you. It's in you. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. This kingdom, man, is a spiritual kingdom. It starts, man, and listen, the spiritual realm is more real than this physical realm. All this physical realm, it comes from the spiritual realm. All things was made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Everything comes from, man, the unseen realm. What you saying to us, Arthur? Man, then what he began to do, after he come telling the man, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, he started preaching to them, man, what was all behind, what was in the kingdom of heaven. They brought the sick to him, he healed them. Why? Ain't no sickness in heaven. He brought those who had need, man, and he met every last one. Why? Hey, you ain't got no needs in heaven. Those who were down and out, man, he lifted them up and over. Why? Ain't no sorrow and pity in heaven. Demons and devils, man, could have come to oppose him and stop him from being who he really was and everything else. He cast them out. They had all power, man. In heaven, yeah, you ain't got no, in the kingdom of heaven, the devil ain't got no authority and power over you. He cast them out. He wouldn't even let them talk. Come to show us, man. And then the light that he was living as I closed, he was showing you and I, man, hey, listen, as I am, so are you. You know what he said? When he left, he said, now that I'm gone away, they say, Lord, what will you do? Here's what you do, what? You take my place. You go through the divine process, man, of God. You allow God, man, to mold you and shape you. You stay under the ministry, man, of God's word and what God is doing in your life. And, man, you go out to the kingdom of God. You seek first, watch, I'm going to say it again. You seek first the kingdom of God. What you mean seek first the kingdom of God? Start getting knowledge, man, of the kingdom ministry of God. And, man, what the God say about his kingdom and in the kingdom of God. And if you desire that and seek after that, boy, if you seek that first, I promise you, he open your eyes to it. You stay tuned to this broadcast. We promise to be a tremendous blessing to your life. It's my family and I, my wife Gail and I, my family, man. Hey, that's who we are. That's what's on the inside of us. That's what God birthed us for. That's our purpose, man. Hey, to help Graham be like God, little Joshua, to lead God's people, man, out of this wilderness experience, out of this religious experience, man, that we've been going through, open to our personal relationship with God, so that, man, we can go on across the Jordan River into our inheritance. Listen, I love you with the love of the Lord. My phone number, if you would like to continue to correspond with us, man, you know, through the week and through the days, 713-870-3776. That's 713-870-3776. We love you with the love of the Lord. We'll see you next week. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LeBain. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel